Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
James Franklin's record, his Andrew Filippone playoff record, still 0-0. You beat SMU and Boise State. Congratulations on all your success. Now the real tournament starts.
They haven't beaten a team where they're going to be a dog. Two double-digit favorite games. And honestly, and I know this is why Boise's Boise and this is why they aren't the better team, Boise kicked themselves out of that game. Genty fumbled himself out of that game. That game was much closer than a 17-point spread made it look. I thought that game probably should have been tied or within 3 points for the majority of the fourth quarter. I'll give them credit, though.
Oh, here we go.
I will give them credit.
They Penn did State do, hater giving the Nittany Lions a little bit
they
of
did
love.
They did a number on Genty. I think they showed. I think Franklin is not like pulling one of his, we beat him, now I'll say something like sort of smarmy that sounds conciliatory. They were holding on to him by the ankles as soon as they got like a hand on him on any of his runs, because I think they did know that if they didn't try to wrap him up low, he was probably going to break
Donnie
the game.
Donnie saw it
on
all year in high school football. That happens. You get these matchups, especially in high school ball, where one team has one dude, and it's basically 1-on-11. And that's what it was in that game.
Yeah, I'm giving them credit because they ended up winning by 3 scores. In Texas, Arizona State was 1 guy on 11. And that one guy, even though he was puking his guts out, almost won the game.
And he would make a great Steeler, Cam Scataboo.
What's he running the 40, like 5-2?
I don't care about 40 times.
What do you think is his best quality that Steelers fans would like?
Grit.
How about so?
Determination.
Is he very tenacious? He's very deceptively
fast. First guy
fast.
In, last guy out.
Oh, my God, the lunch pail this guy carries with him.
He has him in each hand.
See, you guys are doing a bit
here. He's got him stacked up here.
You guys are doing a bit. I'm not.
What bit? What's the bit?
The bit is you think that Steelers fans would like him because he's big, tough, white running back.
There you go. I just wanted you to say
that. I think they should see what Toby Gearhart's up to.
I actually enjoyed watching people try to come up with a non-white running back comparison. Like, he reminds me of Allstott and Peyton Hillis. And I'll give Carrington Harrison, our buddy in Kansas City, he said he is like a little bit of a stockier Pacheco. Like, he tries to seek out contact. Pacheco's...
like, that comparison.
It is a good comp. I mean, Pacheco, somebody said, runs like he's trying to bite somebody.
Well, he ain't going to try to jump over you like Najee. He wants to run over you. And they need a guy in their offense who's a straight line, knock you on your ass runner.
All right,
change of pace to go with Jalen Warren.
All right, me not doing a bit here.
Phenomenal 1-2 punch. I'd take him in the third round.
Me not doing a bit here says the reason why if they were to take him in the third round, I wouldn't be as annoyed and I wouldn't be giving you a hard time about it.
A touchdown pass, can catch it out of the backfield.
Him as the 75th pick in the draft, or like the 85th pick in the draft, is a hell of a lot different than Najee in the top 25. Much different.
Yeah.
I still wonder about the ability of a guy whose whole thing is, I am just trying to run into you and run over you, how that works in the NFL.
better athlete quotient. I mean, Texas's
Derek
defense.
It works for Derrick Henry because he's also as fast as a sprinter in the
Texas's
open field.
Texas's defense probably has 7 or 8 pros on it. That he wasn't getting a ton of help, and everybody knew, like you said, they had to stop him because Hines Ward wasn't playing. He was coaching, and their top wide receiver was out.
He was a little bowling ball of hate, and they should have won that game. They got jobbed horribly in that game. The definition of a targeting call, and the refs are just like, oops,
yeah,
we didn't
right
see
that.
It. And they would have won.
Thing.
They would have won that game.
Do
I think.
Do you think it kind of sucks that like the one good game we've gotten so far is covered with the officials ruining it at the end?
I mean, how is that any different than the NFL games we watch on Sundays? It's pretty much par for the course. I've come to expect that referees are going to F things up. The thing that's frustrating about this is they look at it afterwards and they still can't get it right.
Correct, but I'm saying like this is the one good college. Like that was like the best college football playoff game we've gotten. And it's going to be remembered more for, oh, those guys missed an obvious targeting call.
I would still say, though, come on, Arizona State. It's 4th and 13. Get a friggin' stop there. Come on now.
Yeah, what are you calling a zero blitz and you don't get home with the blitz? Like, Ewers had time to just stand there and chill while he made the throw. I ripped the coverage on Twitter, and then I thought, wait a minute. They sent the entire house, and the house didn't get there.
Guy texting, I hate when you guys talk about Penn State. I don't know if that means he just hates Penn State conversation in general or he hates about Penn State.
He hates the way we talk about it.
Well, here's the way I'm going to talk about Penn State.
Yeah.
They better hope. Well, actually, I'm not going to say they better hope for Georgia. I think Penn State's going to lose to whoever wins this game that kicks off in an hour and 20 minutes. I think Notre Dame would beat them.
I think Notre Dame's
going to win. And I think Georgia would beat them, too, because if Georgia beats Notre Dame, that means the quarterback
is actually
can probably
better than,
play.
Yes.
Exactly.
And he apparently drives a very old truck, and everyone loves that story, that he drives like a 1985 F-150.
What's his name? I almost said Cale Berger. Carson Beck drives a Lamborghini.
Yes. And
from his NIL money.
Very different. I think Notre Dame is going to win the game. Notre Dame, not hateable right now, Donnie, at all.
Notre Dame has become likable for Chris Muller.
Freeman, very likable coach. Like, just quiet, kind of does his thing. Brian Kelly, incredibly unlikable when he was there. Piece of garbage, really, if we're being honest. Hothead. I have no ill will right now in my heart towards Notre Dame. And I think they would beat up Penn. I don't think it would be like a lopsided game.
So who would you root for in that game?
Notre Dame. I can't believe I'm saying it.
How about you, Don?
I can't believe that was one of the only teams I would always hold out and say I'd probably, like, gun to my head, root for Penn State.
I was
going to
say that might be like the rare time where I root for Penn State.
Oh, I'm rooting for I'm rooting for the Fighting Irish if that game comes to pass. I'll say this. There will be a big part of me that does want Penn State to beat Georgia if that's the game because of all these SEC. Look at the SEC merchants. Bama would have done better. And then what do they go out and do? Lose to Michigan Skrabinskis and Skrabinos, baby. I'll plant my flag on this.
Kirk Herbstreit's become insufferable on that stuff.
Even Feinbaum had to give up the ghost. I will root for Penn State if they play Georgia. Or by root, I mean I will like grit my teeth and go, I kind of want them to win.
What's happened to Herbstreit?
I will root for Notre Dame over Penn State.
Herbstreit almost acts like he hates college football while he's making millions of dollars calling all these games and working in college football.
Not a great look for him. I think that's very well said by you.
It also sounds like he hates Ohio State. Even though he played at Ohio State. He's like overcorrected so hard that he sent his kid to Michigan.
I was just going to say, do you think that's the overcorrection? Does he have a beef with Ryan Day?
No, he's been supportive of Ryan Day. He said, I wonder what they're going to talk about on First Take now that Ryan Day won this game. And Shannon Sharp basically said, I'd like to meet you in a back alley, Kirk Herbstreit. Because that would be a one-sided ass-kicking.
I mean, Shannon Sharp is still in, like, playing shape.
How many dudes that work for ESPN would be able to beat up Shannon Sharp?
He's still having a lot of sex. Remember that Instagram thing he put out not too long ago?
That was a work, not a shoot.
All right, that was a college football.
Man, you know who has to be on cloud 9? The guy that's on line 3 right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that guy even has pants on right now. I'm a little uncomfortable about the idea of taking the call.
I think both of you guys pointed it out yesterday, although it is pretty glaringly obvious. What a blessing in disguise it was that Penn State lost that Big Ten title game.
Or else they'd have seen them some Ohio State, probably. They looked like
Ohio State looks far and away.
They looked like
the best
a buzzsaw,
team.
Yeah,
dude.
The seating in this thing is all jacked.
I actually think Notre Dame might be the only team left that can beat them.
They were toying with the only the number one undefeated team in the country.
I can't believe I'm saying. I think Notre Dame is the only team left that could.
Well,
beat
Dylan
them.
Gabriel's a fraud. I mean, we watched him play Pitt. How many years ago was that? It almost feels like that was 10 years ago when he was at UCF. Might have
been. Probably was. It's college football.
I think James Robinson was still playing point guard at Pitt when he was at UCF.
That was when they hit that Philly special against UCF. Remember that? Pitt?
Yes, I actually do.
Is that seriously when it was?
Yeah, he played in that game.
That was like 2018.
he played for UCF.
He's a sixth year senior. Because they were talking about him trying to break Case Keenum's records, and they pointed out Keenum was a six-year guy
as well.
Did
you guys see the video of him where he took a gummy and then ended up having to do media day?
Who?
At the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, he looked high.
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, no, I did not see that one.
All right.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.